Okay, guys, this is CO2. Welcome to another episode of Crypto Sense Podcast. It's been a minute, way too long. The last time I recorded was over a month ago. Reason being is really, to be honest with you, I've just been a little bit uninspired with all the news, all the loom and gloom and doom news that's been going on. I've just been uninspired to really rap about cryptocurrency. A little bit disappointed with everything that's been going on, but you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So before we dive into today's show, I first want to give it up to our sponsors, Crypto Lead. Crypto Lead is the one-stop shop for learning about cryptocurrency trading. And with all the volatility that's in the market right now, Crypto Lead is going to be one of your best friends. You can make money in a down market. You can make money in an up market. You just got to get the training to know exactly what you need to do. So go over to Crypto Lead, CryptoLead.com. Put in Crypto Sense, okay, as your coupon code, and you'll get 15% off on the course that Lewis, my boy Lewis, the guru, offers, and you get up to 50%, 50, on his VIP Mastermind monthly membership, okay? For the first month, at least, you get 50% off on that, where you'll be able to get all of his trades. You can go, you know, blow by blow, step by step with him on what he's doing to be able to be successful in cryptocurrency trading, okay? So make sure you do that. Also, make sure you go over to Ledger. Ledger is the place where you can be able to get your offline wallet. So, you know, you need that more than any time in cryptocurrency. You need it now. You know, if you don't have keys to your own crypto, it's not your crypto. At least that's what they say. So make sure you go over to Ledger. Ledger Wallet, you know, ledgerwallet.com. You'll be able to get everything that you need there. All right. Last but not least, you can pick up Psalms Brittle. Psalms Brittle is the lightest, easiest, crispiest eating brittle on the planet, maybe in the universe. It's what they call gentle on your dental. You can put in Crypto Sense 10. That's CryptoSentz, all one word, and 10. You get 10% off on your first purchase if you're a brittle lover, or if you're not a brittle lover, you got to still try this product. And you can also get free samples if you put in free brittle, all one word. They'll send you out a free sample of brittle for you to try. All right, let's dive into this show, guys. I had a chance to read some real encouraging information about the NASDAQ. Now, everyone knows the NASDAQ, just like the New York Stock Exchange, is the authority when it comes to trading stocks. And as everyone knows, the stock market, or I should say the powers that be that is in the stock market, has been trying to figure out creative and also secure ways to introduce and roll in cryptocurrency in a safe and secure manner into these markets. And so NASDAQ has just announced that they are working on some type of custody protocol platform to allow for cryptocurrency holders to, I guess, in a nutshell, have some security in being able to trade against or trade with cryptocurrency in the markets and not have to feel like everything is going to collapse. Obviously, with the FTX situation and so many other like Luna and Terraform, all these different brands going down the way they've been going, all those platforms going down the way they've been going, billions of dollars are being lost. But fortunately, NASDAQ sees an opportunity. NASDAQ sees an opportunity to be able to capture this demand. And I think they also are kind of peeking into the future as to still having some optimism around cryptocurrency and custodial cryptocurrency, which in so many ways is important, particularly for people who really don't know much about cryptocurrency but know they need to have it in their portfolio. I think they see an opportunity, a ripe opportunity, to grab market share and kind of be in the forefront, and also compete with other platforms that are trying to do the same thing. You know, that branding, that nostalgia of NASDAQ, or that A1 brand of New York Stock Exchange, you know, NASDAQ is just as certified as if you say, you know, Coca-Cola or Nike. It's certain brands that you hear, certain names that you hear, and you know it's just, it's all legitimate. At least that's what you feel. So I think NASDAQ is trying to cash in on that. And in cashing in on that, they can have an opportunity to be able to pull some people back that were either on the fence and also win back some cryptocurrency players that just don't know where to go when it comes to being able to trade and be able to have some safety, knowing that their funds are going to be held in confidence. So really interesting news. So look out for that. And I'll keep you posted, obviously, with you know, with how things, you know, materialize, and we'll probably do a follow-up show and see how it all plays out. All right, so that's it, guys. That's the show for today. Until next time, holla back.